picture me upon your knee, with tea for two and two for tea. Just me for you and you for me alone.
About 20 million cups of tea are brewed in Ireland every day. It's a ritual and it's automatic.
There's a tea list in the office where everyone's names are up on beside the kettle and how they have their tea and milk and sugar and strong and weak.
Tea is so ingrained in the Irish psyche that Juanita Brown has literally written the book on it, Put the Kettle On, The Irish Love Affair with Tea.
I suppose I love tea and I started to notice how people are so fussy about their tea that everyone has to have it a certain way and it has to be a certain mug or a cup or a china cup, that everyone has rules about it. And I started to interview friends and family and everyone had something different to say. Funny stories about tea. Irish people, I think, are great storytellers and I think tea can go with that sometimes. I thought I was a big tea drinker until I started talking to people, and there's people drinking 10, 12 cups a day and getting up in the middle of the night and not thinking anything of 4 o'clock in the morning making another cup of tea. I did meet one man who plans his day around his tea. So he'll leave the house and think he's going from A to B and when will he get a cup of tea and does he need to bring 2 travel mugs full of tea. A lot of women talked about the tea after childbirth, that was a big one that people felt, you know, really memorable. Tea and toast after having a baby. And I'd agree with that. But what struck a chord with me was a woman who said that when she went back to work after maternity leave, that she couldn't believe she was actually allotted 10 minutes to have a cup of tea without anyone interrupting or stealing her biscuit or needing something. And her tea was hot and she was able to enjoy it. You know, there's all these different lives happening around the country and we all live very busy lives, but our days are broken by tea and punctuated by tea.
I'm going to add the tea leaves and I'm going to...
Nostalgia and tea are inextricably linked for Sandra Dunlea. She's the owner of Miss Courtney's Tea Rooms in Killarney, a space which allows for the art and ritual of making tea.
It's been in my family for 4 generations and all ladies at the helm.
How do you make the perfect cup of tea?
Well, it's very simple, but there's a few things that are really important. And the most important thing, I think, is to use freshly boiled water. And that's something I see people getting wrong all the time in their houses.
What kinds of tea do you think are popular with the Irish people?
I suppose the most popular tea we would sell in the tea room is a tea called Assam. And the flavour is an all-round nice tea that you could drink at any time of the day. And it's probably quite familiar. It's similar to maybe what we'd taste in a lion's tea or a Barry's tea, maybe, even though they're a mixed type. But other types of tea that people would be very familiar with are Earl Grey, Darjeeling. A lot of people getting much healthier now and drinking herbal teas. It's one of those things that we use for celebrations. We use it in sorrow. We use it to make someone feel better. If you break up with your boyfriend, we're going to make you a cup of tea. If you get a new job, we'll make you a cup of tea. It's just part of our culture.
So does tea actually taste better from fine bone china?
In my opinion, yes, it does. And actually, I think one of the things is the china holds the heat.
And what was the best cup of tea you've ever had?
I'm a farmer's daughter, so growing up we would have gone to the bog, working hard during the day, and then my granddad would have boiled a big old kettle on top of a bonfire and made tea, fresh tea for us, and that was the best tea in the world. It tasted like nothing else, you know, the fresh air. And we often say that at home to my dad, remember the taste of the tea at the bog, and we all kind of marvel over it, you know. I'm sure it tasted the same as any other tea, but if for whatever reason it stuck out.
At the Martello Tower in Seapoint, County Dublin, Brian Kenny's tea drinking ritual serves a physical purpose. It's a remedy of sorts, as Brian is an open sea swimmer.
It's invigorating. It's really refreshing. It really gives you a great lift. Well, in the end of it, you can look forward to having a nice cup of tea. Pour out a cup of the black stuff. Wrap my hands around that mug and start to a drink. Oh yes, oh that's brilliant. That's a real lifesaver.
The water looks pretty cold. How would you mentally prepare for something like this?
The way I mentally prepare is to think to myself, well, in about 3 minutes' time, this will be over.
So it's a 3-minute swim.
It's a 3-minute swim, Mac.
So do you dip one toe in at a time or do you go straight in?
What's straight in, straight in. No hanging around. It's too cold to hang around. Kind of shivering a bit, but you have your hands wrapped around this warm cup that kind of gives you comfort and solace, and it restores you as well. There's a kind of a psychological aspect to tea that's hard to define.
Picture you upon my knee, tea for two and two. 14.
Sentiment is key for actress Mary McAvoy. It's not the way the tea is made, but the reason it's made.
The best cup of tea I ever had was when I was going to work one day in the media, shall we say, and I was feeling quite tired and under the weather, and I went into my place of work and I was kind of sitting forlornly in a corner, and a very nice young man just popped out of the ether and asked me, did I want a cup of tea? And it was just done with such kindness and such just knowing, being in the right place at the right time. It's seems to be the grounding for so many very serious conversations. You don't make love over a cup of tea, you talk serious emotional stuff over a cup of tea. It's the person who gives it to you and the situation you're in that makes the cup of tea memorable.
For the Irish diaspora, tea is ultimately the taste of home. Singer Roisin O's love affair with tea is so strong, she has decided to sing about it.
It's about being very hungover, and the only thing that will make it better is lots and lots of tea.
Tea. Yeah, I think I'll make another cup.
I lived in San Jose in California for a year. I went to college over there. But when I got there, I made the tea, you know, and everything, but it wasn't the same. It, you know, maybe it's the water or the milk. You know, it's just not the same as at home, but I'd still drink it just to get that little bit of feeling of home. It's definitely ingrained in our heritage in a way. It's passed down. It's a thing our parents did and their parents did. And I'm the youngest, so when I came along, everyone took it strong with a drop of milk, no sugar. That's why I love it now. I'm just used to it now. But there isn't a lot of arguments in our house because everyone takes it the same.
Yeah, I think I'm there.